Blackstone Audio presents Tudors, The History of England from Henry VIII to Elizabeth I by Peter Ackroyd. This book is read by Clive Chafer. 1. Hallelujah. The land was flowing with milk and honey. On the 21st of April 1509, the old king, having grown ever more harsh and rapacious, died in his palace at Richmond on the south bank of the Thames. The fact was kept secret for 2 days, so that the realm would not tremble. Yet the new Henry had already been proclaimed king. On the 9th of May, the body of Henry VII was taken in a black chariot from Richmond Palace to St. Paul's Cathedral. The funeral car was attended by 1,400 formal mourners and 700 torchbearers. But few, if any, grieved. The courtiers and household servants were already awaiting the son and heir. When the body, having been taken to the Abbey of Westminster, after the funeral service was over, was lowered into its vault, the heralds announced, "Le noble roi Henri le Septième est mort." Then at once they cried out with one voice, "Vive le noble roi Henri le Huitième!" His title was undisputed, the first such easy succession in a century. The new king was in his 17th year. Midsummer Day, the 24th of June, was chosen as the day of coronation. The sun in its splendour would herald the rising of another sun. It was just 4 days before his 18th birthday. The ceremony of the coronation was considered to be the 8th sacrament of the Church, in which